This episode of the Council of the First Ones was recorded and live streamed on August 9th, 2013. Episodes of Council of the First Ones may not be published in production order.
From the far planet of Etheria, beyond the enchanted gates of the Crystal Castle, deep within the most hidden underground regions of Skydancer Mountain, GreatRebellion.org brings you the Council of the First Ones.
Special thanks to Heman.org.
Hello, and welcome to a special edition of Council of the First Ones. I'm Kelly, host of Toys and Tunes, and admin for the Great Rebellion. Joining me for this special live broadcast is our friends Yoni, Crespo, Renee, and Joe Amato from Global Masters. How are you boys doing today?
For a Friday, I'm doing great.
Yeah, I'm fine. It's 1 a.m., but I'm fine.
Yoni never sleeps. He's up all the time. He doesn't know what sleep is.
Wait,
Yoni's eternal.
Wait, we're allowed to sleep?
Most of us are, but not Yoni. You can catch him any time of the day. Starting to think he's an android or something. There's something not real about this guy.
I'm starting to get ready for PowerCon, which means no sleep either. I had 7 hours of sleep at San Diego. But we're not here to talk about convention. But we're here to talk about a little line that might be in danger. As of, I think they updated it Wednesday, or was it Tuesday night when Maddie Collector updated our He-Man?
Early this week.
Who's watching the Masters of the Universe movie?
Sorry,
that's my cell phone going off.
Oh. Yeah, I just got a text message. Sorry.
Okay.
But I know it was like Tuesday or Wednesday, and we're at 49% with our sub, with 10 days to go. And right now, I know it's in the middle, and Scott, Toy Guru Nightlick, did say we get a big bump in the beginning, a lull in the middle, and a big bump on the last day. But we're not taking that chance, are we, boys?
Oh, no.
That we lose this line with 23 vintage figures still to come out?
Yeah, there's no way we can lose this. I mean, you got to imagine. I mean, these last 2 years, of at least like what they said, trying to give up most of the vintage and some other A-listers from other, you know, maybe the cartoon or something else. But we can't have this not happen. I mean, could you imagine having your collection incomplete? Because, you know, so many people, they said they wanted all the stuff from the vintage line to feel like it is finally complete. But my God, if we couldn't get, you know, Dragstore, Flutter Arena, some more new adventure characters, it'd be heartbreaking. And these are going to be some of the most detailed ones. A lot of them are, obviously are going to be a lot of new tooling on them. But
yes. Scott did say that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we need 14 and 15. If there's people that are on the fence and are thinking, I don't want to get it because I don't think I'm going to get this character, like they think, okay, we might never get Ninjor or the Energy Zoids or Extendar or Mermista or Angela. No, he said we will get them. So that's why we need to get these next 2 years. And anything after that would be gravy, you know, if we did get something beyond. But we got to fight for this. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I know a lot of people said they want to wait till the last minute, which that happened last year. Some people do, and whether it's paychecks or other reasons. But if there's people that are just feeling comfortable thinking, yeah, we'll make it at the end, and are thinking, I don't really need a sub, don't have that mentality. If you have the money, hypothetically, to sub, and you're on the fence, go for it. Because these next 2 years are probably going to be the best we've ever seen, and we need fans to get aboard. Yes, if you don't have the money, no, of course not. Don't get the sub. We're not forcing you to get it. But if you have it and you're on the fence, go for it. Just envision all the stuff we can get.
Well, let me talk about a little something about charges. And this is why I held back a little bit. I was always going to sub up. Mm-hmm. But one of the things people say is like, oh, there's not a charge. Yes, there is a charge. When you go on and you're going to the MattyCollector.com and you sign up for the subs, there is a charge that said, for me, it was like 60-something. But then I ordered two and it was like 100-something. But it was a ghost charge. Okay, it just showed up on my card for 24 hours and then it vanished, and I was paying about 80 because I ordered two subscriptions. So that's what you're paying for. You're paying for the exclusive only figure right now. So when you get charged, it's only for the figure that you're going to get. It's not a free figure. You're paying for him up front, which is the unnamed one. But we're going to be discussing about that momentarily.
Right. I'm glad you brought that up, though, Renee, because that is the thing that I've heard so many fans. And once I've explained to them, they did sub up because they said, Joe, I went there to get my Club Eternia subscription. And it was over $60. They said, I thought it was just, you know, $25 to sign up and then the $10 tax or whatever it may be. And I told them the same thing you said. It's just that initial ghost charge and then, you know, everything goes back onto your card the next day or two. And you're just being charged that $25 for the subscription figure, which will be the unnamed one, and the $10 tax. So it's like, over $30. And then when you do get that figure, when it comes out next year, you're not charged. You know, that's why I had to let, yeah, you're right. I had to let them know because they were on the fence. They thought they were going to be paying over $60 to sign up for one subscription. And I said, no, that's not the case. And that made people obviously then, you know, feel better about it. They're like, oh, now I understand. And they signed up. But that charge is a confusing thing that has thrown a lot of people.
Right. They're doing that just to make sure the card is valid, because if you pre-ordered Castle Grayskull, they did the same exact thing. And it is only about 24 to 48 hours, depending on your bank, how soon they drop off all of the phantom charges.
Mine is about a month.
Well, like we said, it depends on the bank. Also depends on whether you're domestic or international, I'd say, as well.
Okay. You know, Kelly, there was another thing I wanted to mention about that had people on the fence. And if you guys have other things to do, I mean, you're right, this is the time to say it and tell them now. But I had some other people, again, say, I don't want to get the subscription because I don't want to get stuck with Standor. And you don't know how many people I had explained to them.
I was gonna
ramble about Standor, yes, and Plunder, because those are the two controversial figures. Those figures have nothing to do with 2014. No at tienen all. Nada que ver con 2014.
Plunder, see, I can't say all that Standor, heat, then.
2013.
Yoni, you want to say that in Finnish?
Yeah, you say in Finnish, and then I'll just... No, go ahead.
Eli, jos joku suomenkielinen tätä kuuntelee, niin Plunder ja Standor, niillä ei ole mitään tekemistä vuoden 2014 tilauspalvelun kanssa, vaan ne kuuluvat vuodelle 2013.
That was
lo que él dijo, yo no lo entiendo.
All right, and now I'm going to say it in Joe-ish. Now look, you ain't getting no Standor in that 2014 sub. No, you ain't. Like I said, Standor and, like they said, Plunder. That's not part of the 2014 sub. Standor, in fact, for those who are wondering, is a Traveling Con exclusive. It's nothing even part of anybody's sub, so you're not getting
forced. It's not even a Traveling Con. Right. It will only be at the Stan Lee Comic Con November 1st and 2nd, and then Maddie Collector. It's not even going to other cons.
Right. So even people who have a 2013 sub, don't get scared. You're not getting them if you don't want them. I mean, like I said, there's plenty who want them, because me, I'm a completist. I got to have them. But no, he's not part of 2014, so, you know, that can ease your mind now, that if you get a 2014 sub, you're not getting stuck with Standor, for those who have been scared. And I've had plenty, which I'm sure you guys have also, people scared they were going to get stuck with that character for 2014. Anybody else, though? Is there any other things you can remember people have said to you guys of why they don't want to get the sub that you can think of and maybe, you know, ease their minds?
I think a lot of them are worried we're going to get concept figures, which has gone on the record. There are no concept figures.
Except the unnamed one, which is the only one that's not had a real figure in the past, but he's just one figure out of,
and
well,
he's also sub-exclusive.
So, well, let me bring out something here, since you guys brought it up. One of the things people have, you know, people cite, well, why am I not subscribing? They cite of the previous concept figures. They cite because of the three packs and all that. And I'm sorry you didn't enjoy the Fighting Foemen. I'm sorry you didn't enjoy the Star Sisters. Those, to me, were great figures. And a lot of people enjoyed them. But, yeah, they were a little pricey. I will side with you guys on that. But here they made a promise. They said, no more three packs. They're gone.
In fact, there's no two-pack scheduled either with the prices that we are seeing.
We are paying less. We are going to pay less for 2014. And then, you're right. You're absolutely right. We are getting all the established figures. Okay, I want my Dragstar. I want Extendar. Okay, those to me are vital. They were characters. I posted up. I created the Blade poster because, one, Blade, I've always wanted Blade. He was one of my favorite toys. I had him as a kid. I loved his character in the movie. we're going to get him. We saw his sword. And Gwildor, come on. I know there was a lot of bashing for Gwildor, but Gwildor is an awesome character, and he's coming. Scott Knightlich said, all these guys are coming. This is going to be a heavily tooled subscription here.
Yes. Almost all of the figures will have lots of new tooling. He said the end would make all the other years look like, oh, we had to put up with that?
You know, and to be always the eternal optimist that I try to be, the people who do love, you know, the movie characters that we got from our childhood, and obviously that would like the movie then entail, and, you know, with that being said, what if hypothetically, since we've seen the sword of Blade based off of his movie version, not saying it's possible, but what if they did get the movie rights, and when we get Blade, he looks more like the movie than the vintage toy, and the same for Gwildor, because some people said Gwildor, beyond maybe just, oh, he was annoying, but oh, his vintage toy looks too goofy. What if Gwildor looked like the movie too? That would be freaking awesome if it happens.
Some of the rumors are saying that Blade will look more like the actor, not the vintage toy.
Well, let me address that. There is nothing stopping the Four Horsemen from making a movie-accurate Blade. The figure was they can make the figure because he was in the toys. And that toy, you know, that was the best they could do, I mean, for the day.
Yeah,
and
he did didn't have that technology that we have now.
Yeah, and he did kind of look like the Blade from the movie, except, of course, they made him more muscular to go along with the rest of the toys. And so Blade will probably look like Anthony DeLongis, with a He-Man buck, of course. They're not going to make him all skinny. And, you know.
Use a Mazalock body.
Yeah, come on, man. If I'm going to be a He-Man figure, they got to put the He-Man buck to my head. Okay, I'm not going to be the chubby guy in that line.
No, I thought they were going to give you the Ram Man.
Yeah. I'll take the Ram Man. And still, if you know when they're going to do Gwildor, you know the Four Horsemen, you've seen their style. Come on, they're going to knock it out of the ballpark with Gwildor. I cannot see them failing here.
And we've seen even the teaser of Scorpia, a Filmation character that has been demanded for years to be in toy form. I don't want to lose that chance of getting an official Scorpia.
Right. And that's... Yes, even your cat said, yeah.
No. Yeah, no, well, this is the silent member of the council.
No, but, you know, that's true. That's the other thing, everybody's got to remember. If 2014 doesn't go through, yeah, it's been said, you know, we'll get the four characters that were shown. But as for Scorpia, we're not going to get Scorpia. Everybody who voted to get Huntara, we're not going to get Huntara. And we've been wanting her for years, not going to get her. And, unfortunately, yes, we will not get Blade. And that's one heck of a tease to see that sword, and then we don't get him. And then, officially, we've had no movie characters turn into figures, and it just wouldn't happen. So this is our time to make sure we get everything we ever wanted from all our main lines back then. And I can't see why people wouldn't sign up.
Well, since you guys, since you guys brought up the subscription numbers, I got a question here from Team C. And he asked, you know, do you think they would go through if they got to 90% or extended the sub time longer if it did?
Okay, I did check the Maddie forums, and they said it has to be 100% or more for them to go through. They will not go through if they're in the 90s. The other thing that was mentioned is that if one of the two subs, we're just focusing on Club Eternity, I know that, but there's also the DC sub line, which when I last checked, it was at about 29%. If one of the two lines doesn't go through, they will extend it a little bit to give those who subbed for the line that totally failed a chance to subscribe to the other line in case they could only afford one line, and they made a choice.
And since I brought this up, let me bring this up to the people listening now. We are on livestream.com/cancelofthefirstonceslive. If you have any questions or comments, you can join us. And we are here reading your questions. And that being said, you know, the issue that they have with the numbers and all this is that this company has a minimum requirement before they go through. And if they don't, they lose money. This is a business. They're not in it to lose money. They're not a charity. And quite simply put, the powers that be can easily walk away from this. So if they don't make the numbers, it's accountants. The accountants are going to say, nope, not profitable. They write it off. off, you know, they just cancel this and they start going on to Hot Wheels and more Barbies and other toy lines. And He-Man will not go away. You know, there's going to be something else, but you're not going to get the awesome toy line that we have now.
No. And going to the accountant, something else that was brought up. Some people think that, oh, I can wait and I'll find the figures in Big Lots at $10 each. The figures you're seeing at Big Lots right now are all the extra figures made from the beginning of the line to 2011. There are no real figures from the 2012 to the current being put into Big Lot, because most of them have been selling out. The production numbers were reduced, and Scott said you will not see any 2014 or 2015, if the line continues, in Big Lots. These are heavily tooled. And when I sat in on the panel on how toys are made, it takes quite a long time to make these toys. Normally, 6 to 18 months. We're getting a lot of heavy tooled items in less than 18 months. That's why it's so important that they know the numbers by August 19th, because they're not kit bashing. That's taking existing parts, reforming them with different color plastic, new paint decos, and calling them another character. Look at the first four characters we are getting in our universe. With very few exceptions, most of them are 90% new tooling. Too bad, I believe it's only the shoulders that's shared with one other part. Otherwise, it's 100% new tooling. Modulok. Maddie Collector today just posted some of the concept art on some of the ways you can pose him. That is 100% new tooling. Glimmer is a lot of the kit bashing, but it's still a new head sculpt, still new weapons, even a new hand. We don't know if she'll be coming with anything else, figuring a lot of tooling funds were saved. Hydron has a lot of new tooling as well. And if it goes through, Eric said the unnamed one is over 90% new tooling. We've never had so many new figures with that much tooling in years. And that is all in the first quarter.
Then we have Scorpia following sometime soon, and she requires a bit of new tooling.
Quite a bit of new tooling.
By the way, since you mentioned Modulok and the Maddie news, it blatantly says on the site, and I quote, "When I get your hands on Modulok, he'll only be shape-shifting if the 2014 Masters of the Universe Classic sub goes forward."
Right.
That's the thing. If the sub fails, we may get a chance to get Glimmer, Too Bad, Hydron, and possibly Goat Dude. But Modulok, no Modulok.
Instead of the traveling, would become the San Diego exclusive if the line cancels. And then the other three would be quarterly.
So if you're a fan of the vintage line and don't care so much about Princess of Power or New Adventures, and you don't want to subscribe, try to get friends who want the Princess of Power stuff, the New Adventures stuff, and team up with the sub-buddy system, because if you miss out on Modulok, we all miss out on Modulok. And Modulok is, so far, the best action figure that this line will deliver.
Well, they said in 1985, when Modulok first hit stores, it was the most popular figure. I wonder why.
Well, I remember that. You know, I mean, I was a kid at the time. He was in the box. And it was awesome, you know, getting mix and matching the guy and all that. The comic book, I remember the little mini comic. That was good. He was in the cartoons. He was a beautiful figure. And when combined with Multibot, and again, Multibot is in the cards, ladies and gentlemen. He's in the cards. They are going to make a Multibot.
Well, like
I said, we need the sub first.
Well, we don't know when, but right. If the sub goes through, Multibot is in the cards. And I got a question here. Dave Towles on Facebook said, you know, please ask he's asking, will Mattel reopen the sub around PowerCon reveals? What do you guys think?
I don't know. Did they do that last year?
No.
No.
If they reopen the sub, it will be most likely once the sub goes through, and probably around February, like they did this year.
Well, this leads to this other question by Nate309200. It said, if the line, you know, he's asking, is the line really in that much jeopardy this year? Do you know what the current percentage of 2014 subs is at?
Right,
well, we're
now,
still at, yeah, go ahead.
49%. We've got a flaming ding-dong.
Well, I like what Crespo said. You know, He-Man is wearing Hulk Hogan's pants right now.
I prefer it my way. You know, I'm fire those pants.
Charred sausage, bad idea. Oh, my.
But his crotch is really on fire at this point, ladies and gentlemen.
And we were going to get an update today, said, but it was an accident, right? They said they didn't mean to say today or supposedly correct?
Yeah.
I'd say MC Skeletor was first, might have been promised either late yesterday or early today, getting the numbers from Digital River.
And now they said Monday, right?
And then he didn't get them because people need to understand, on Fridays, Mattel does close early for the Sabbath. They do go back to their heritage, the Jewish foundation that the original owners were. And every Friday between 1 and 2, they start shutting down everything. And by 3, Mattel is closed.
Well, here's the thing, like I said before, or you guys said it. You know, if they get about 90 or so, they'll extend the deadline for the subscription, you know, to see if they get it. But again, you know, let's not do that. To me, I think they're doing okay by the percentage. But of course, it's not like how it used to be because they used to hit their minimum on day one. And that's why it's a little bothersome. But people say, oh, they're making these numbers up. You know, Scott Neilek's a liar and all that. Ladies and gentlemen, no, they're not because, you know, he's not the one who says the line goes through. Line gets canceled.
It's his supervisors that say yes or no.
The bottom line is, they're accountants.
That's why he's making all these videos. I know he posted one yesterday showing some of the vintage figures that we can expect to see in 2014 or 2015, including Extendar. We were told we're going to have a Snake Man this year. Whether it's Tongue Lash or Squeeze, we don't know.
Yeah, well, as you see, there's so many people that, you're right, they're on the fence again about the subscriptions. Other people buy, you know, like you said, they either like the Vintage Masters or Pop, New Adventures, whatever it may be. And they say, well, I'm going to be stuck with either this or either that. But trust me, as you see, since there is division among fans of what they like the most, you should have zero trouble selling those figures at all. So if you think, oh my God, I'm stuck with Extendar, I don't like him, there's going to be somebody that'll buy Extendar off you if you get the sub. And the same thing if somebody says, I don't care less about Mermista, somebody's going to buy Mermista. So otherwise, you don't get them at all. Like I said, this is our only chance. And could you imagine if this would become an incomplete collection again? I mean, it would be heartbreaking, especially if in 2 years they said, okay, guess what? We're starting a new line and a whole different design. You know people are going to start their nightmares and say, oh, God, I have to collect every figure again. I don't have a complete collection. This is probably our only chance to get a complete collection and then some, if you know what I mean, because we're having other things we never had before, you know, from the past, you know, in 2013, 12, 11. But yes, I'm sure we still might have even some Filmation stuff slipped in there, A-listers that we probably always wanted. So it makes it even a more rich and robust line. But you are guaranteed to get those vintage characters you wanted. So if we have this come to an end, it's over. And like I said, what are we going to have to talk about then for years to come until a new line comes out? That's, again, like I said, that's heartbreaking. Nobody wants this to end. And like I said, I know I've heard, and you've seen people, some people said they wish the line would come to an end. And, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion. I've said that just like, you know, we're entitled to say yes, you know, we want the line to go on. But if you could be, like I said, at least positive about things, let's say if I didn't want the line to go through, what's the sense of me going online, posting all my hate, and either blaming Mattel or Digital River for this line failing, or this line, I want it to, you know, fail, and I want you guys to join with me, and let's just not buy anything and show Mattel a lesson or teach him a lesson. How is that fun at all to the people that love this line? So if you don't want the line, you know, to continue, that's your opinion, and you're entitled to it, but why spread the hate? Why don't you let the people who love it and do want it to continue, why don't you at least try to say something positive for them? Say, you know what, I don't like the line, but if you want it and you support it, then hey, more power to you, and I hope you guys go ahead and get your sub. But when I see the hate spewed out in that way, it confuses me. Because like I said, it is your opinion, and you're entitled to it, but why would you want to spread the hate? That's what I mean. Why won't you at least try to be positive? Do you see what I mean about that? I've seen it, and I know you guys have seen the post.
Yeah.
And that confuses me. I don't understand it.
I'm sorry I got cut off, but I wanted to address...
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I know I did. I was going to bring up that one of the things we're talking... Yeah, I know you guys probably skipped, but You guys were talking about, you know, going to different places to get the figures you want. There are other retailers online who are doing pre-orders for individual figures. You don't want these extra guys and all that? Fine. Support the online retailers who are getting subscriptions. I'll name one store, Big Bad Toy Store. Right now, they're taking pre-orders for individual figures on Glimmer, Too Bad, all the other ones. You know, if you just want Too Bad, you just want Glimmer, go to them, pre-order them, support them, because they're getting the line. You know, support the people who are getting it. Yeah, you may pay a little extra, but what can you do?
Well, depending
actually, it's
on the
not
figure.
That bad. It's not that
depending
bad.
Depending on the figure.
It all depends on how many figures you are getting. I mean, We have seen online some people who said, oh, I only want three of the figures, and have already spent the $300 to get those figures from the 2014 line, when for $200 more, you can get 16 figures. Because they said the total cost, not counting shipping and handling, not counting tax or custom charges, depending where you are, is $503 for the whole year. That includes the 12 figures, the 4 quarterlies, which aren't 2-packs and aren't 3-packs, and the holiday bonus. And if you're wondering on the quarterlies, the first quarter is $40, which is module. There's 2 quarterly figures at $38, plus the holiday sales item, which is 38
35.
And 35. So it's
$238. $135 and $25.
$25 we know is a variant. And they even cut back on how many variants they were going to do.
So we are paying less. You know, that's one thing people need to understand. Yeah, we are getting more bang for our buck. We are getting those characters that we want, but we are paying less. And, you know, if there is a 2015 subscription, you can probably bet it's going to be a little less too. But we are getting these sculpted figures. And I got a question here. It's from Jeremy Price. And he asks, you know, if the sub doesn't go through, will those who sub get the figures they do make in smaller quarterly sub deals? It seems messed up for them to go day of sale, and those who did support the line could miss out. Which reminds me of the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, they did not get the sub line, the Ghostbusters. They got a little thank you gift, which was a glow-in-the-dark Slimer with stand. But they had to go through day of sale to get the last 3 figures that were tooled, that were shown at San Diego. And in fact, the one became the San Diego exclusive and then went on to being the New York Comic-Con exclusive before hitting Matty Collector.
Yeah, so basically, if the sub doesn't happen, and, you know, they already sculpted these figures. They're not, I mean, the ones you already saw.
Yeah,
they're not going to go to waste.
The first quarter, they're already ready to go into final production.
Yeah,
they've been tooled. They've already done the test shots. That's why they were able to show us the prototypes.
Yeah, so they're Too Bad and Glimmer and all those, they will get released, but not under a subscription.
And,
or maybe.
And if they are released, the numbers are probably going to be even lower, which will make them even harder to get on day of sale.
And then that'll be it. And then it's over.
And not only that, you think of somebody, a great, great artist out there that we've been all petitioning to finally work on Masters, Axel Jimenez. As you know, he's doing the box art for Modulok. He's also going to be doing that mini comic that comes with the unnamed one. Well, keep this in mind, that if the subs don't go through, we also don't get that mini comic that, you know, Axel's working on, and that would be such a sad thing that we've been waiting so long to see his amazing work, and it'll all be for nothing, because if we don't get the subs, we don't get that either, because that's going to come with the unnamed one.
That's right, and we got to see that first panel, and that blew everyone out of the water.
And it would be a really huge shame to miss out on that awesome art, and especially since we all know that Axel really loves Masters of the Universe, because you see it in his art, you see the passion, you see the love, you see the little nods to certain items from the past. We've seen him, heck, we've even seen it on DC when he made that little meteor Easter egg.
When he works on the other comic books, he does
try to drop hints about Masters.
Something with Masters and nods to meteorbs.
And I also wanted to mention, since Joe mentioned earlier about the line going away, unlike Hasbro, who Once one line dies, it quickly jumps back with another one. Mattel is a bit more cautious with their lines, and Masters could go away for a rather long hiatus, and we may even miss these, maybe our last Masters of the Universe figures on our collector's cycle. And it would be really sad if we get an incomplete collection, because if the vintage-only fans miss out on their Extenders, their Gwildors, the pop fans missing out on Glimmers and Jellas, Madam Raz, the New Adventures fans missing out on Hydron, Flog, New Adventures Skeletor.
Yeah, I mean, they only said two of the New Adventures left, which is Flog and New Adventures Skeletor.
Come on, I know New Adventures is not the most popular branch of Masters.
I think they're only going to do the last, those two figures.
But
there's 13 of the vintage Masters, 9... 12
Princess of Characters. Princess of Power, around 12, if we count the variants, I think it is.
No, these weren't
9 without the variants.
You know, Crespo and Kelly, it's what you guys are saying, and it's an honest fact, and let's be real here. This is Masters of the Universe Classics, which it's encompassing all the factions and lines that we grew up to make one unified universe of toys. Now, if this line goes away, and let's say in 2 years we have a Masters of the Universe movie, you know we're not going to be getting anything probably new of Princess of Power, New Adventures for those fans, any of our likes of our vintage figures, like, let's say, Extendar and Dragstor and Multibot, or Rio Blast, any of them. Those will not happen. You will not see Mermesta. You're not going to see Queen Angel. So if we ever get another line, you know it's just going to be probably based off of this new Masters movie, and maybe they would give us some of the big A-listers, if you will, that everybody knows from Masters. But
right,
your
we'll
chances...
Get yeah. We're going to get a Godzilla.
Right.
We'll get a He-Man. We'll get Man-at-Arms.
Yeah, but your chances of any Princess of Power or New Adventures, it will probably never happen again, sadly. It probably won't. So this is our only chance of getting all the Princess of Power, New Adventures, Masters, and some Filmation. This is our only chance, because this is the only universal line that brings them all together and makes them all cohesive to where they look like they all fit together. So keep that in mind. When this line's gone, this is our last chance to probably ever have this happen again.
Well, let me, since we're talking about production, I got a question here. Tim C., with the innovations every day in 3D printing, why don't toy companies embrace this to cut cost? Or has this only been more of a domestic advancement instead of an industrial one? Let me explain something. 3D printing isn't quite there yet, where it can be done on huge factory scales. You know, they have to sculpt these, and you know, we've spoken to some sculptors and toy makers, and I know Joe, you've done your fair share, and you know, it's still not quite there. You know, it's not that cost effective with
no,
the 3D printers.
No, it's not cost effective at all. In fact,
you know what?
Mattel at San Diego doing that, how toys are made, that was brought up about the 3D. Right now, the technology isn't up there. Those that do get toys made off of these 3D models, they're soft, they break extremely easy, so they're not really viable, and they don't know how long that plastic will last. It hasn't been tested as thoroughly as the plastics that are used currently, not just by Mattel, by all the toy companies, because it has to meet certain guidelines. Even though this is an adult collector's line, it has to meet the safety regulations as if it's for a 3-year-old. So if
you know,
the plastic goes in the mouth, they have to know it's safe.
And not only that, but, you know, like I said, speaking from experience of what, you know, I've done with my hands, there's something about the love that comes from knowing somebody is doing and putting that special detail that maybe only the human eye and the human hand can pick up, that sometimes a computer maybe can't, and they miss something in the details, like the horseman doing something amazing, any little line, any little fold in something. If you know what I'm saying, because it's something I do. Like I said, when I make it, there's that heart and the love, and that's what makes me appreciate seeing something more that's actually sculpted from somebody like the horseman, or when I do something myself, I know that love went into that, and it always ends up usually being better than something that might be just 3D printed, which there's nothing wrong with that. Those are pretty cool, but they miss the human eye. Like I said, it's just being honest. It misses the human eye and the human hand.
And most of our figures, the horsemen are still sitting there. They're sculpting it the old-fashioned way, and then they'll digitally copy it onto the computer. So all that detail is still in there.
Well, let me point something out with these. These figures are sculpted by human hands. The Four Horsemen are artists. They get the figure, they design it. You know, it's not a faceless, employee who makes a figure, then tosses it down. It takes great care. And if you look at a He-Man figure, they're not symmetrical. You know, they're not.
No.
Because somebody sculpted it. And this is a handwork of art. People complain, well, I don't like the way they're designed. I don't like the way this, you know, these things are. He doesn't look right. Well, you know, somebody designed it. Either Corn Boy, Chris, you know, one of them. They said, okay, I'm going to make him this way. And that was his choice because he's the artist here. You can nitpick and say, I don't like that design choice, but they made that choice. These are the Four Horsemen. These are the guys who make the toys.
Yeah, they get the concept art, and then they're given so much freedom to sculpt it. That's why some people say, oh, this figure looks like so-and-so, or this one looks like so-and-so. They are using real people to get some inspiration from.
See, and one thing is, there's a poster here, Kurt L. Brown, who's been talking about, you know, some of the complaints. And some of these are the complaints that have been coming up, saying, oh, if they want us to subscribe, why don't they give us all the figures they're going to do? And, you know, one of the things that come up is because, you know, these people sculpt these figures. Some figures are not going to be done on time. They're humans. They're not machines. Some of them take forever to sculpt. Some they can do it in a weekend. And yes, unfortunately, they can't tell you who they're going to do because they might not come out on time. And they can't promise you
something that,
you know,
can't be delivered.
Yeah, they tell you that Rio Blast is coming out this year and they're sculpting it right now, but they're having problems with the sculpt. They can't get it to work. They're having problems with the plastic and all that. And the figure gets delayed for next year.
Yeah, they have to be careful with what they're letting us see. Like we've said, these aren't kit bash like the Transformers Club where you see the whole 2014 at one time and you know exactly what's coming out because they're doing mostly repaints of existing figures.
Yeah, and there's other issues. I mean, factory issues. Sometimes they're not coming out right in the factory. And yeah, we complain about problems and all that, but we haven't really had problems.
No, 2013 was so far the best year. They only had to move one character, which was Mantenna.
But that was announced since 2012 that he would have suffered a delay. And also since right now, America itself is pretty sue happy where you get sued by anything. I remember when Castle Grayskull ended up being a bit smaller. Yes, I whined and I moaned about
everyone
it. But they did mention something about subject to change. And there were some people who were talking about suing Mattel. Yeah, they're going to... After all those texts about suing them out, Castle Grayskull, about Stinkor, about Frosta, about Snoutspout, you think they're going to say, oh yeah, we're going to give you a tentative lineup, we're going to have Rio Blast in November, but it's not 100% sure, and something happens and he gets delayed to 2015. Oh, Mattel said Rio Blast was coming in November! I'm going to sue! Yeah,
you're
guys,
right. No, Crespo, you're
guys,
exactly
there's also this thing that if you look at what we have gotten up until now, what they've announced up till 2014, and you subtract that from the vintage lines, you more or less get who's coming. It will not be 100% accurate, but they said one Snake Man. So if there's many figures with new tooling required, then maybe Tongue Lasher will be that Snake Man. If there's a bunch of figures that require very little tooling and they can do more new tooling, it'll probably be Squeeze. But in any case, we're very likely to get one Snake Man on 2014. Hontaro was mentioned to come 2014 or 2015. They were gunning for 2014, but they said may slip to 2015.
One Snake Man this year on Rose Google Dinner and one next year if the subs go through.
And let me point out an example. Remember the one figure got delayed 2 years, and that was the faceless one because they couldn't get the sculpt right.
Yeah.
I mean, they were just going nuts over the sculpt, and even now they're not 100% happy with him.
No,
but
that's the figures they wish they can still work on.
Yeah, but eventually, I mean, they worked on it 2 years and they promised. I said, oh, this year, I forgot what year, they were saying, oh, this year the faceless one's coming. And it took 2 years, another year, for that figure to come out because he just got delayed. They were just trying to work him. And they just had a bunch of problems with him.
And sometimes they'll sculpt a figure and someone on Mattel doesn't like it. We can't always blame Scott because, yes, he's the brand manager, but he wants these too. They do go to engineering because they have to figure out the joints and the internal workings of the toy. And sometimes the sculpt doesn't work and they have to send it back to the horseman and say, you need to adjust something here so this part can move easily. And that can take quite a long time. That's why even if you're going to the toy store and you think, oh, well, this figure should be out because I saw it on this show and I'm going to use Max Steel. Because that show's been out since September. The toys are only hitting now. Must have had some problems. That's why they didn't come out sooner with the show.
Yeah, no one to answer.
Make sure the sculpts were right. Make sure whatever features, if it's supposed to have a bicep cut, that bicep cut looks correct. It's not standing out. It's aesthetically pleasing. I mean, all this goes into consideration. They have to figure out how many joint, what kind of articulation they want. The average toy takes 2 years to come to market, and we're getting them a lot faster.
Yeah, and it's like, to answer that question, just like, you know, when Renee was saying and the guy asked, no, that is basically the case, is they can't give us, as much as they'd probably like to, an idea of this is what you're going to get in 2014, and they list this whole lineup, because then if that one character doesn't come out and somebody says, I was promised this in my sub and was delayed to the next year, if we even got a 2015, you know that would start a whole bunch of that hate and people causing problems, and that's why they don't do it. They can't give it as much as they'd probably like to. They can't. But remember, and it's something what Crespo said, whatever we don't get in 2014, we're going to get in 2015. So that's what I mean. It's pretty freaking, I mean, it's simple. It's going to be laid out right before you. So you know, hey, shoot, I didn't get Tongue Lasher. That means you're going to get Tongue Lasher in 2015. And if you didn't see Blast Attack appear, and if you didn't see Mermista, and if you didn't see Queen Angela, you'll know they'll be the other year. So we're going to get them all, but it's in these last 2 years that we need. We vitally need these last 2 years. Remember, this ain't just about Masters. Like I said, all of us fans that, you know, if we miss out, like I said, there's a giant fan who's working on the comic. You're losing Axel is what we're never going to see of his. And the Horsemen, the people who've been giving us all their blood, sweat, and tears and love into this line. And from even the 2000 line, the 2000X line, they're done and they're not making the figures no more. And you know they want to give us the rest. They love this as much as we do. You know, we're going to be taking that away from them also. So everybody loses if we don't get this line. Everybody loses. And I don't think we want to. Nobody wants to lose this.
No. I mean, they were grateful that all of us stood behind Maddie, put our faith in a B-sheet of Castle Grayskull, and that's turning out amazing. And they're going to be giving it to us a month earlier than originally projected.
And you know that, I don't know about you guys, but I really didn't get that many complaints about the size now. Because people actually went up close to it. Kelly, you saw it.
I've seen it a couple of times. And they made the adjustments. They even listened to us after it was first shown at Toy Fair. And very few of us got to see it in person at Toy Fair. But we took videos and all like that and brought it to the fans. You guys said we need this adjusted or this adjusted. And Scott went back to the Four Horsemen and said, is this still possible at this stage? We got the drawbridge lowered by almost a good inch. They did adjust the throne, so part of the sorceress feathers can fit down. I mean, the side flaps are still a little weird, and that's
at least she can sit.
She can at least sit. They listen to us, and it does have a few action features. They're listening to us. They've even corrected many of the problems with Digital River, because we used to see that white screen of doom quite a lot. We haven't seen it, really, except for the early access. And that was a computer malfunction that went on.
That was a Candy Crush. No, wait, that was a Candy Crush virus from Crespo.
Stop sending me those Costco specials.
It's not me. It was a spamming app from Candy Crush. I deleted it, but In any case, that's not the important thing. I just want to address something more important. I know there's some fans that are still saying, oh, Mattel's using scare tactics to sell this up. You know what? Regardless if your conspiracy theory is true or false, maybe I'm not saying that when it's true or if it's not, right now that's not the point. The point is, Mattel is setting up the rules. If we don't get that minimum number that they want, we're not getting the sub. We don't get the figures, we lose. I don't care if it's fear tactics, if they're being honest, if they're being possessed by magical flying ponies, I don't care. The thing is that if Mattel says we need X number of subs for the line to go through, is that we need to get that X number, because otherwise we all lose. That's all. I don't care about the conspiracy. I don't care about the truth. The only thing I care about is that if you want the toys and you can afford it, then subscribe. You do your part. If you want to get an extra sub to keep an extra loose or something, feel free to do so. If you want to buy 20 subs to resell, go ahead. As long as we get that number, we get our figures, because Mattel made the rules that they need X amount of subscribers. If you're a cherry picker, you need the subscribers to subscribe. So stop with the negativity. If you don't want to subscribe, wish good luck to the subscribers and let it at that. But don't go, oh, you're drinking the Maddie Kool-Aid and all that. You know what? Yeah. I used to think like that a few years back when I was a bit economically impaired. And you know what? If I could have subbed, I would have subbed, even if I don't like the idea of sub or die. But sadly, that's the way Mattel needs to get their minimum. So it's either we sub because we want the figures, or we miss out everything. I did get my subscription because I want Glimmer, I want Tubat, I want Modulok, I want Hydron. That Scorpia tail was really cool and I want it. That Blade Sword was really cool and I want it. Although I really don't care much about Squeeze, but if he's a 2014 figure, so be it. I'll be getting a Squeeze. The same way I don't care for Geldor or Plunder in 2013, and I'm getting them because I did eventually got a 2013 sub. So I'm gonna be getting some figures I really don't like, but most of the time figures I don't like, once I get them in hand, they are a lot better than in the picture. So if you want most of them, sub and then flip the ones you don't want. But stop it with the whole conspiracy theory. Mattel's evil. Mattel is using scaring tactics. Well, you know what? The point is, scare tactics or not, we need that amount of that number to hit that magic number, or we get no He-Man figures. That is also.
And the sub, one thing I do want to bring up, which we haven't touched on, is the shipping option. For years, people have been asking, can't we combine months and have them shipped out quarterly? And for the first time, we're getting the option. You can either get your figures every month or every 3 months if you're willing to wait that long for your toys. So they're asking you, how do you want us to send them to you?
Yeah, you're right. They can save a little bit if they do that quarterly option. And, yeah. You know, and what Crespo, you know, what you were saying, again, when you were talking about scare tactics and whatever it may be, you know, I figure if we're trying to now get the word out, and fans, we got to pull together. You know, I've done banners. A lot of us, a lot of the other members here have all done banners. You know, there's ways of promoting to get it out there for fans who don't know about the sub. And even if you can't use Photoshop computers to make banners, you know what? Just a post, a general post anywhere, whether it's Facebook or on a website or something to promote and let people know.
Or even
know.
On Twitter.
Anything. Yeah.
I mean, today I'm talking with a fellow teacher who's teaching summer school with me. And I didn't realize that she was also into toys like me, but she's into Ghostbusters. She didn't know about the Ecto-1 that they're trying to get enough pre-orders for. And right in front of me, she wound up ordering both the Ecto-1 and the DC Infinite Earth because she didn't know about it. Don't be afraid to even mention it to your colleagues.
Anywhere, just any word of mouth, because, you know, fans, like I said, we really pulled together last year, and I always try to be the eternal optimist, and every bit of faith in my heart, I think we're going to make it this year, I hope, but still, we have to all pull together, and we can't just hope, like, I'm hoping, but I'm not just hoping and not doing nothing, I'm trying one way or another. Like, you're right, just word of mouth, posts on Facebook, things through Twitter, just let it be known and get out there for those who maybe don't know, and we can bring in more people, because every one of us here, I think, has brought in a lot of people to sub up who didn't know about it.
I mean,
and that's what we have to do.
And all of a sudden, the videos are starting to come up. I don't know if you guys saw it yet, but Unemployed Skeletor made another video.
That was pretty good.
And he realized that if the line gets canceled, he's unemployed again.
Now, one thing I want to address about these conspiracy theories, anybody who says it, they have no basis of reality to it. They don't know anything. Okay, unless some guy comes up and he has proof that he was a former employee at Mattel and all that, you know, they come up and no. I mean, the truth is, I know business and this is how businesses work. They'd rather not do something than to take a chance and lose money. That's how businesses are. They're like, is there a chance we're going to lose money? Yes, I don't want to do it. That's how they are.
They're not willing to take risks. I mean, toys are a dying breed. Look at the stores. You used to have all these different toy stores. Now you're lucky if you could find one in 20 miles. And in the general big discount stores, the aisles for the toys have shrunk to almost two or three. Where I remember when they were 15, 20, you had huge stores that just specialized in toys. And now you don't have that. I mean, even the so-called toy stores have, at least in my neck of the woods, most of them are converted to 3/4 of baby stuff and still 6 aisles of toys, yet they'll still say they are a toy store.
And I've gone into different places and all that, and I'm looking at the toys, and I keep thinking, you know, because I saw the new Star Wars ones, and yeah, they have the line, which is the nice articulation and all that, but then the smaller scales, they're back to 5 points.
Yeah.
I saw the Avengers.
Well, even the new pony, My Little Pony Equestrian Girls, the basic figures are back to the 5 points, going back to the 80s.
And I saw the new Avenger ones, and there's a cartoon out right now. They have Avenger toys. They're 5 points. I mean, we're back to 1982 toys. And yeah, He-Man, if the line dies and all this, I don't want to say it's the end, you know, that we won't get him. Because I know that, you know, people are wheeling and dealing and, you know, the future of He-Man, He-Man has a future. And I don't know if you'll see him, but eventually you'll see him back on TV, new cartoons and keep the comic book going and all that. But, you know, if he goes back to retail, ladies and gentlemen, he's going to be 5 points articulation. You might be buying back to 80s figures.
And you're going to see a bunch of He-Man and Skeletor variants and not many of the other characters. Because they're going to want to stuff the shelves with, oh, we know this is what people want. Remember with the 2000 X line, you found tons of He-Man and all different variants, tons of Skeletors, but it was hard to find a Grandman or Teela or an Evil Lyn.
And even now when I go to the toy stores and I see tons of Batman and no other guy.
Yeah.
I see tons of Spider-Man.
The classics ones, you don't see them.
Yeah, and
you see a ton of the classics, but you can't find the Joker or you can't find the Riddler or the two-pack with the Burt Ward Robin, because that's the only way you're going to get them.
What do you get? Well, Renee, I was going to say, what do you say? Because I want to hear you, Crispell, Kelly, Yoni, everybody. What would you all say to the fans right now to try to help them and to have them try to help others subscribe or hey, there's my phone. See, somebody's calling for me. It's a special subscriber. No, but what would you guys say to try to tell them to motivate people to subscribe? Any of you guys? Like I said, I'm sure you all have different things you'd like to say, but, you know, what do you guys all have to say? You know, what do you think they could do to try to get people to know about the subs in anything, any forms?
You know, one of the things, word of mouth has to get by. I want people to put post on their Facebook pages. You know, there's tons of posters, tons of memes. You know, I did the Gwildor, I did the Blade one, and there's tons of others that great people have done. Post them up. You know, if you're not going to buy the sub, at least say, I'm not getting the sub, but I want this line to go on. You know, get it. You know, post it up. Spread word of mouth, you know. I'm not forcing people to get a sub, okay? If you can't do it, fine. If you hate the figures, well, I don't know what you're doing listening to this. But, you know, if you hate the figures, fine, you know. But at least let it be. Let the fans, you know, those who are trying to push it, trying to get it, at least say, I support them, you know? And if not, and you hate us that much, walk away. You know, there's...
Don't bash us, though.
Yeah, don't say conspiracies. Don't make up lies. Because I got into it with somebody on He-Man.org who was saying that, oh, you know, Scott never writes anything. The Four Horsemen don't post anything unless, you know, their jobs aren't different. And I'm like, I called them out saying, no, man, the Four Horsemen are all here all the time.
Yeah.
They're aware.
I love, they are very open, the Four Horsemen. You can go to them anytime. You can post questions on their Facebook page. They answer it when you're at the conventions. They're more than willing to sit down with you and talk for hours. They're very open, very friendly.
And here's the thing. You know, we know the Four Horsemen are doing the Master Universe. Who is sculpting the Transformers figures? Anybody know their names? Anybody know the name of a guy who sculpted G.I. Joe Roadblock, you know, The Rock? Anybody know who he sculpted that?
I think The Rock was laser. They laser scanned the heck out of his face, and it was done by machine, if I recall correctly. The Transformer was someone from Japan, but I don't know who it was because Hasbro just buys the mold from Takara and they do all their stuff. But again, we have a semi-personal connection with the people who are making the Masters figures. And I mean, come on. Regardless on how you, whatever you feel about Scott, whatever you feel about Mattel, whatever you feel about Digital River, at the end of the day, these figures freaking rock. I mean, grab your He-Man, check him out, and tell me that's not an awesome figure.
And also, I remembered, I believe it was 2 years ago at San Diego, I ran into a bunch of Ghostbuster fans. It was my first year, actually, when I went to San Diego. I'm wearing a He-Man.org shirt. And they're like, why can't we get the Horsemen to sculpt our figures? Our line would be going so great then. You guys hog the Four Horsemen. So other collectors know we have some of the best sculptors in the industry right now working on our line. They are fans first. Sculptors second. Everyone who's working on it, even inside Mattel, are fans first. And employees second that are working on this. So there is a lot of love and a lot of passion. Where else do you find it? I mean, I go and I do collect other lines, but you don't see that same love and passion from those that are creating the line, connecting with the fans of the line. And Scott does try and make himself available. Mattel has a full forum just for us, Maddie Collector. Hasbro doesn't do that. Playmates doesn't do that. I've never seen another company say, okay, we know you're a big toy collector. We're going to support you. Here's a whole page, and we'll have individual forums where you can ask us questions, and you don't have to pay for it. And when Scott turns around and says, well, bring it up to Barbie.com, BarbieCollector.com, because some of the pop fans have asked, can we get Shira or Teela made as a Barbie doll?
Or bow and a dress, but yeah, I know what you mean.
But when you go to that site to ask a question, you can't unless you're a paid member. And it has to be so much before you can even ask a question.
Hey, this guy's been waiting for this question, so...
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's been... I haven't brought it up. That's why it's my fault. And he says, you know, do you think they offer enough essentials? I know they are a good incentive. I wish everyone could have an original Teela, for example. And, you know, when they say about the incentives, you know, I mean, the basic figures, the evergreens that they have, I wish they'd bring back Tila, but I think, sadly, I think they mentioned that the incentives might be going away if they don't get a good number going. Because I know He-Man is still for sale. Skeletor, did Skeletor come back? Was that a rumor?
There's a rumor that he's come back, but he's not on the essential phase. You have to dig through Maddie to get to the single Skeletor to get him.
I can see him.
I think he's going to be available.
What did you say, Yoni?
I can see him.
Oh, you can see him, Skeletor? Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, I agree. They should have had basics for sale, but I understand eventually they got to stop selling these guys, you know, because eventually, you know, they got Battle Cat, they got He-Man, you know, She-Ra and all that. And it's a mixed bag because this is not a store, you know. Eventually they got to stop selling them. And if you got your He-Mans and She-Ras and all that, you know, you got to start off like that. But I personally think Tila needs to, they need to make a 2.0 version of Tila, but...
No, but she was one of them that once she sold out, they were going to declare her gone for good.
Yeah. And the basic ones they have right now, they're a good lineup to have as a starter set. But you got to go digging around to find the older figures. And, you know, this is a unique line. You know, if you want, like, Stratos and all that, you won't have that much of a hard time finding him.
No, but, just go to Toys R Us. They still have a ton of Stratos to
find. Stratos
pack.
Or Merman are easy to find.
Beastman
is a bit harder to find. Mm-hmm. I kind of wish that Mattel could do something special, maybe a redeco as a non-sub item. But in order for them to do that,
it takes
we need to get at least a bit beyond what they need for a minimum so they can reconsider that. I'm not saying that they will, but perhaps if we get the numbers and the motion picture deal goes completely through and we get some development, maybe they could use that and reissue a retail version of some of these basic characters to drum up some excitement, anticipation for the movie, kind of like they did with the commemorative line before 2000X, but that's not certain. Right now, we need the numbers just to get these guys going through, and if these guys go through, maybe 2015, 2016, Mattel will see the need to revisit some of the older guys. Tila, Beastman, Man-at-Arms, or Roboto, King Hiss. But
I mean, I wish they would revisit Roboto, because that one had a lot of problems. But
the
they
only
never,
way they can consider even doing that is if they get the numbers and they get above and beyond what they expect. But in order to go to above and beyond, they at least need to get the minimum.
And right now, I don't see it happening because their goal right now
is
to finish
the themes.
Yeah, and if they do a Roboto 2.0, that's taking up a slot.
Oh, I see that at least minimum somewhere around 2016 if the line gets the booster shot it needs. Again, that's a really exaggeratedly hyper-optimistic scenario.
And I know we talked about this, but, you know, I'm hoping, like, Mattel would do a separate sub again, you know, like to do a comic book design sub. So, like, you could get your basic figures again, a new He-Man. I know the design issues, but basically a new He-Man, a new Man-at-Arms, a new Roboto. You know, get the comic book versions. That way you can kind of fill in the gap. But right now, you know, people...
Right now they're just focusing in on finishing up the classics line.
The one thing I wish they would do is, like, announce, like, a separate POP sub. Because I want the Princess of Power fans to get their figures. And to me, a supplemental POP sub of six figures would be great to help finish the line. But
yeah,
cause, I don't know.
Because we've waited a long time to get even a few of the figures. And not to finish up the pop line, I think, would personally kill me. I mean, we did... As a Princess of Power fan in the 80s, they cut Wave 3 short. I never did get my Spinnerella. And not to get her in classics form, that would kill me.
And one thing I got to bring up to people who say, like, well, I only like vintage. I only like POP. I have yet to see a guy say, oh, I only like NA. But, you know, with these things, you know, we got to change our mentality, ladies and gentlemen. These are now one... Universe. If a brand new series comes out, or let's say a movie, it might not be that crazy that in a movie, you see Teela with She-Ra and Glimmer and all them, maybe in a movie sequel or something, or maybe seeing, you know, Lieutenant Spectre in a movie with the He-Man cast, you don't know anymore. And in a brand new series comes out, it is perfectly possible that you have a series featuring He-Man and She-Ra, and all the characters are together.
With Sir Lazerlot defending King Randor.
Yeah.
Okay, this is where I sign off the podcast. Goodbye.
No. Hey, but it's a possibility.
I just said that name with a straight face.
But it's possible.
Back up.
We have 10 days, though, don't we? We have 10 days left to 11:59 p.m. Pacific time to sub up. That's not many days. So start spreading and start passing along that we have 10 days left to sub up and save this line. We need it.
Modulk will be worth it. I mean, and here's the thing. Modulk is going to be an awesome figure, and everybody knows that I'm doing this for Glimmer, but come on. Missing out on a supremely awesome figure as Modulok, that would be sinful.
And I'm going to PowerCon. I know that Mattel's going to show us at least one more new figure, because they're going to be there. I would hate for Scott to turn around and say, well, we didn't get enough, so we canceled the line. This is what we're going to do. I don't want to ever see that.
That PowerCon's going to be a downer.
Can you imagine? How are you going to celebrate going to that knowing the line's done if that happens?
Oh, my God. It will be a mourning.
You know, there's a thing.
Services will be conducted instead of the con.
Yeah. But you know, Kelly, it's like how everybody, you know, like I said, everybody has their faction. Everybody has things they love and everything, that, you know, and things they hate. And it sometimes sways them from getting something. Now, I'm going to say something. This is not joking when I say this. But I will say something about the Meteorbs. Now, listen, this is a serious thing, not a joking thing. For everybody that loves Pop so much, New Adventures, Masters, whatever, I do love the Meteorbs. And the thing is, I know they're not coming. It's probably never going to happen. And that does make me sad. It does kind of irritate me. But you know what? That's not enough to make me even stop the line. And like I said, those are 10 really unique-looking things that I think would look amazing with the Horseman sculpt. But I know it's not going to happen.
On the list of the 23 vintage ones that are still needed to complete the line. Though they have Twistoid.
Yeah, the Meteorbs aren't even listed. Nobody even talks about them. They're not even uttered. It's like they're the ones that they're the names you can't speak of. But they don't mention them. Now, that's the thing. You would think that would tick me off so much I don't want to get a sub, but I'm not like that. I still want so many other great things. And think of that. Yeah, there's certain characters you think aren't going to come. But remember, we are getting all those vintage Pop, New Adventures, most of the main ones. They said not a lot. And then we'll get all the vintage Masters figures. But like I said, I know people joke me about the Meteorbs, but I'm dead serious when I say I do want them. So at least I guess that can make you guys out there happy who hate the Meteorbs know that if you get a sub, you're probably never going to see them. So is that a positive thing? I guess it's positive for them, bad for me.
But I tell you, though.
And trust me, Joe even has given Meteorbs to Scott trying to get a Meteorb in the line. And we know it's not going to happen.
I want everybody to get all the figures that they want. But I'm subbing because, you know, I love these lines. You know, I love this line. Yeah. I love Masters. I love the characters. You know, I'm fascinated with the characters. You know, some people say, oh, I hate this bio and all that. I'm kind of like, well, change the bio, man. Right. You know, it's your own little mix, you know, and I kind of play around with that idea too. But I love these characters. I wasn't a big fan of POP when I was a kid, but I had, you know, now that, you know, I got this line, I'm okay with the characters I got. No, I'm subbing for Modulok, but I'm also subbing for the hope of Rotar and Twistoid, which I've never seen. I never saw them ever in a toy store when I was a kid. I'm subbing because I want Extendar. I want Rio Blast, you know? I don't sub. You know, people say I hate Scott Nightlick, and I'm not buying a figure of Scott Nightlick a month, okay?
No, we got Scott Nightlicks in our line.
Yeah, we got two, but that's okay. But I am not buying a Digital River figure every month. I'm buying a Motu figure, and they are awesome.
They are, and I was going to say, guys, I appreciate you having me on. It's been a pleasure. You know, like I said, I, you know, can, you know, continue what you're doing. But, you know, for all the fans out there, just hope they, like I said, if you can sub up, and if you can't, but you want to spread the love, go ahead. Just try to get the word out there. Let's hope the line goes through. And, you know, thank you, Kelly, Renee, Crespo, and Yoni for having me. It has been a pleasure, but I am going to have to leave now. But thanks again for having me on, guys.
Oh, thank you for coming on.
All right, I'll catch you later, man.
Okay. All right, guys.
See you later, Joe.
All right, bye.
And one thing I do want to point out, guys, I don't know about you on the 15th of every month. I can't guarantee I'm going to be available on the 15th at 12 noon because of my job. And I want to make sure I get that figure, and the only way I'm guaranteed is through the sub. So it is also a convenience if you travel, teach, or you're seeing patients or fighting a war. You don't have to worry about getting to your computer or your phone to order that toy right on the spot.
And here's the thing. Right now, the cheapest place to get the figures is Mattelcast. Resellers, yeah, you pay a markup, dude, because that's part of the nature of the beast. So right now, the cheapest way is to get them through Mattel. If you get an item through a reseller, if it's defective, replacing it could be a bit of a pain depending on how old the figure is, etc. Getting them from Mattel, I know I've heard some horror stories, but it happens with everything. The other day, I had an issue by trading in an old video game that was defective, brand new, and it was a hassle. The store didn't want to accept it. I had to send it back to the company that made the game, and I'm still waiting for my replacement disc. So there's that. It happens everywhere. The thing is, Mattel right now, it's easier to buy them from Mattel. Yes, I know some people have had some issues, but every retailer has some issues. And let's face it, they come every month or every 3 months, which I think that feature is amazing, because 3 months of figures, it's like 4 birthdays in a year. You get that package and it's like, boom, holy crap, it's 3 figures, 4 figures, 2 figures.
You also have your quarterly in there. And
three figures
quarter,
and a piece or,
the first
or whatever.
Quarter and the fourth quarter, it will be 5. Because first quarter, you'll have your sub-exclusive. And fourth quarter, you'll have the holiday item.
Exactly. So it's like, if you get them quarterly, it's like, boom, happy birthday me. Boom, happy birthday me. Boom, happy birthday me. If you get them monthly, well, you already know how that goes. And let's face it, the simple notion that you don't have to do the Maddie shuffle every 15th at Maddie sale time, which for some international fans, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. Dude, if you have to wake up 3 o'clock in the morning to buy a freaking toy, you should seriously consider the sub and sleep in those nights, because you don't want to go to your work, to your job with looking like you haven't slept a bit because you were trying to get some toys.
That's yeah. Australians.
And how many times did you have to do that? Lose sleep to get your toy, Yoni?
Pretty much never. It's 7 p.m. for me.
Oh, so you're good.
So it's like, dinner's ready. Oh, wait.
I'm ordering my toy.
But in any case, it's easier. And if you don't like some characters, you hold them for a little bit until the huge offload dies down, and then you can resell it and you can recover your investment and perhaps a bit more. Or you could use them as trade bait, because, for example, some POP fan may have an extra Geldor that you may need, and you have Glimmer and they miss out on Glimmer, and you could trade your Glimmer for their Geldor or whatever, or Scareglow, or whoever you need. And in any case,
we have our traders and talkers website that help connect people who want to get rid of certain toys for other toys, or looking for a sub buddy, and you can say, I'm looking for a sub buddy, I only want to get only vintage masters, I'm not interested in pop. If you're interested in pop, can we team up? There are ways to do this.
Again, you don't want a figure, you know it's coming, just post it up on the trade group saying, hey, I got this figure, I don't want them, anybody want to take them off my hands? And you just make a deal. And people, please be courteous. You know, I mean, I've had, you know, here's the thing that annoys me when I'm trading my figures. I had somebody come up to me and I mentioned, you know, that I wasn't interested in this extra figure. And, you know, because I had for some reason, I ended up with an extra Count Marzo. And he was like, oh, I'll buy it for you, but I don't want to pay your shipping costs. I'm like, dude, come on, be courteous. You know, it cost me $37 altogether, you know?
Yeah. I know with some of my extra figures, I've worked out deals with some of the artists to get prints that they've done. And it works out. I had an extra Shadow Weaver, and Chris Falcone wanted it. I got three beautiful prints. See? I mean, I only accepted one, and he surprised me.
See? Figures even work for as bartering tools.
Easily.
And you can trade it with collectors from other lines. Like, for example, if you like DCUC and some collector doesn't want that DCUC figure, but wants your Master of the Universe Classic figure, well, trade up. Or if you want, to donate it to Toys for Tots or any other charity.
That's the other thing. This past year with the problem with Frosta, I got enough extra Stratos. I actually have it set aside with a little sticky saying Toys for Tots. It didn't cost me anything. It was Mattel's way of saying, oops, we made a mistake. We're sorry. I mean, they gave out $25 figures because of reverse forearms on a figure. And quite a few people said the same thing as I did. They're just donating them to introduce a new group of people, the younger generation, to Masters.
Then again, I don't even know what happened to mine. I'll just say it. I realized, oh, man, I got an extra figure somewhere. I don't know what happened to it.
Did you send it to a customizer?
No, I lost it. It's somewhere in the house, but it's gone.
Skeletor's playing around with your mind, huh?
I guess so. He kidnapped them and is holding them hostage, but I forgot about it, I guess. I think he's dead now.
So, I guess we should be wrapping this up.
Yeah.
It's something that I didn't think would be that long. Boy, we had a lot to discuss.
Well, it was shorter than I expected. I actually expected like a 5-hour buy this up, people. Otherwise, I'm going to be start making lame jokes about Thela.
No, I took away your soapbox and burned it.
No, but seriously, again, if our listeners can afford the sub and are interested in the characters, they should sub up as soon as possible. Don't wait up. You could miss out by thinking, oh, I'm going to be so smart buying it at the literal last minute. Something can go wrong and you may miss out on the sub.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario, if it doesn't happen, Mattel is going to give you the refund. But seriously, if you have the cash, you want the toys, you should sub up and forget about it, cuz if it happens, awesome. If it doesn't happen, at least we went out with a fight.
We gave it that good old college try.
Well, let me tell you, for me, you know, if you can afford it, sub, help out the line, you know, show your support. These figures have so much value, so much worth. I mean, work of art needs to be supported. You know, the next time you see He-Man at retailer, they're going to be smaller. They're going to be plainer. This is the best that we get. And they are getting better. We are going to get nothing but established characters. We're going to get more sculpted figures. You know, people say it's too little, too late. Well, no, this is what it's been building up to. They said in the beginning, we get these kit bashes so that later on we get these advanced, newly sculpted figures. And this is what we're getting. We're going to finish this line. I'm confident we're going to make it through. I'm confident we're going to pull through. We're going to get to that percentage. And we're going to have a full subscription. And I want to finish this. And I say, people, let's finish it. Let's have a complete collection.
Yeah, I mean, for me, the line brings back great childhood memories. It gives me an opportunity to sit with younger generations and play with them. Lets me be that kid again. I don't have to be the adult for the 15 to 30 minutes that I'm playing with them. It still brings me joy. I look forward to Toy Day and pulling up, even though I know what toy is in that box, I'm still that 10-year-old kid that got her first He-Man. That's the joy I'm still feeling.
Not only that, to some of us, classics represent a chance to make up for sins of the past, to complete characters that you never had as a kid, but you
That's
really
the next
wanted.
Thing I was going to say, because I still remember that film, that announcement with Filmation, and those characters bring me more joy than the existing ones because they were never made.
To sit down and watch
the cartoon and then reenact the scene with all my toys is so much fun.
Not only that, like I said, not only getting those new guys and getting the familiar faces, but it. Okay, I'm about to cry because it's that nostalgic feeling that you get with them. It's like each time I get a new Masters of the Universe Classics figure, especially vintage and Princess of Power figures, I just get flashbacks to summers at my late grandmother's house and when I played with my cousin and I had to sneak when she took her naps to play with her POP figures, playing the Filmation Princess of Power, playing with my Masters and all that. And you know what? I cannot do that anymore. My grandma's dead. My cousin has her own life and I'm the guy with the toy. So it's like I get glimpses through the past thanks to these toys. Not only that, I get characters that I desired as a kid, like Adora, Queen Marlena, the Sorceress. I know the Sorceress had a toy in the 80s, but I never had a Sorceress. I finally have the royal family, have a real Cringer. I have Adora, and I'm fighting to get Glimmer, and it's like, I'm getting Casaspella this month, and it's like, holy crap, dude, it's like, He-Man, the toyland that has been with you since your childhood, your young adult years, now, and it would be a disaster to miss out on that.
I agree. Yeah, He-Man is part of my life. He-Man is part of me.
You are really crying, Chris.
I'm sorry, guys, but I just get too emotional about this.
I know, man. I know. And we do this for love, okay? That's the thing. People keep saying, why do you do this? And we do it for love. We love this line. You know, we're not backing off. We want this line to succeed.
That's the thing. It's love. I love toys, but the only brand I can say, like, I'm in quotation marks, in love with would be Masters of the Universe. That's my toy line, and it would be a shame to have another incomplete Masters of the Universe toy line. So seriously, guys, I know it sounds stupid with me crying, but if you can do it, let's team up, let's kick this meter's butt, cause these last 2 years are the wonder years for Masters of the Universe. Let's end this sucker with a bang.
So, if you haven't subbed up and want to and can afford to, head over to MattyCollector.com before August 19th, 11:59 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and order your Masters of the Universe. And if you feel inclined, support Club Infinite Earth, or order yourself an Ecto-1, which is also available. Both of them are in the same boat as we are, trying to get people to sub up or pre-order in the case of the car. And I think that's going to do it for us today. I'd like to thank everyone for coming. And check us out on facebook.com/TGR Club. And I'd also like to thank our friends over at He-Man.org for all their support, and make sure you head out, if you're in California, to PowerCon September 14th and 15th. Tickets are on sale right now. Right now they only have the day passes, the Rose Scoobel, and the Power Pass are both sold out. Any final words, boys?
No, I think we've pretty much done it. Again, keep this line going. Support the sub. You got questions? You want to discuss more about this? We are on facebook.com/TGR Club. We're always here to talk about stuff.
So, as we end all our meetings, I'd like to wish you a good journey and tune in next time.
Good journey, and hopefully I won't get that emotional.
Yes, we've never seen you cry before.
So, I wish you all a good journey.
Good journey.